Welcome to the third in the series of Coffee Pods, a coffee break length look at some of the challenging questions in the Christian healing ministry. We've called this series The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, as we look at some of the difficult and darker questions about healing. So whether you're an espresso, an Americano, a latte or a cappuccino, there is something here for you. So put in your earbuds, grab your coffee mug and let's go. We've called this second podcast in series three of Coffee Pods, Making It Personal. Because sickness or challenge or at any point when we're looking to God for something, it's always personal. We always feel it very intensely. And this podcast has been sparked by questions sent in. One was just, how long, Lord? Or why haven't I been healed so far? And another one was, why does God often allow the ones most useful to his work on earth to die young? And of course, the answer to that question is never that he wanted another angel in heaven. That diminishes our humanity, and it also diminishes the character and nature of God. But I guess the question is maybe framed as, when prayer seems to be unanswered, and it can be challenging and painful because the stories here are personal stories, either for ourselves or for others that we love. Sickness and trouble can be random. It strikes without logic. And many of the church fathers and those in the healing ministry, both past and present, saw it as the result, directly or indirectly, of the Satan's involvement in humanity from the Garden of Eden onwards. A corrupted creation, producing outcomes that were not part of God's original design, that now need saving and healing. So as we start, can I assure you of God's love for you and his knowledge of your journey? Can I also assure you of the prayers of Acorn, especially if you email your name to us and we will add you to our daily prayer list? And can I also assure you that your prayers are heard, even if they are not yet answered? The situation is known and recorded in the Bible. The Bible is a record in real time of the story of God's relationship with us and ours with him. And in that, it is very honest. Psalm 6, verses 1 to 4 says, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Psalm 13 says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And Psalm 119, verse 81 says, my soul faints with longing for your salvation. But I've put my hope in your word. My eyes fail for looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? And he goes on to say, how long must your servant wait? And of course, there is the prophet Habakkuk who says, how long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? And Psalm 88 is just one long psalm of pouring out the how long to God. And it basically says, Lord, this is unbearable. So the following thoughts are not meant to be comprehensive or conclusive, and they're certainly not meant to be judgments, but perhaps maybe observations, options, possibilities, maybes about this how long, why not yet? One answer that I'd like to put out right at the beginning is, I don't know, and I don't understand, but I've chosen not to give up
because there are yet other options that I could potentially imagine. So as we consider God's silences, how about this? How about that God's silences are as profound as his words, and that when we are in God's silences, perhaps we might hear him, if you like, with a greater focus. C.S. Lewis said, "Pain insists on being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." So in this place of as yet unanswered prayer, how about that sometimes there might be a bigger issue going on? Hannah wants simply to have a son, but God wants to raise up a prophet. And I have no idea what her journey was like, but it was clear that God was involved from the start and drawing Hannah to a different conclusion, not just a son, but a prophet who would shape the history of the nation. Perhaps it's something that we've not yet seen that needs attending to before God can act on earth as in heaven. I guess it begs us to think about the word Almighty. What does that actually mean? And how does it play out, for example, in relation to free will, which may be a completely other podcast to cover? I know that Jesus had to separate some people from their situation or from the people who were around them or their circumstances before he could act. I know that when Jesus came home to Nazareth in Matthew 13, that he could do no mighty miracle among them because of their lack of faith, because they'd limited what he could do through familiarity and cynicism and a refusal to recognize the means that God had sent among them. I know that at times there's a battle going on around us that we may well be unaware of, like in Daniel chapter 10 and the conflict that takes place in a heavenly realm that suspends intervention on the earthly realm until it's completed, which is why you and I need others around us with that awareness so that they can both fight and pray for us in the situation that we're in. And actually, as we talked about in the first podcast of this third series, we're also involved in God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We're not passive spectators, but we are often more active participants than perhaps we imagine. There's the issue of timing, of which perhaps sometimes we're unaware, and it can play a part. Lazarus, but more importantly, Martha and Mary, had to wait. And just in case you think Jesus is being very unfeeling, if you do the maths, Lazarus died almost around the same time the servant left the village to go and find Jesus. Plus the fact that the Jews believed that the spirit left the body after 3 days. You died, but then 3 days later, your spirit departed from the body. So Jesus arriving on day 4 meant that Lazarus was unquestionably beyond human reach. But then perhaps the issue of human participation. In Matthew 15 and Mark 7, there's the story of the Syrophoenician woman and the engagement that Jesus has with her, which we dealt with in a previous series. But it seems from the text that not only was God doing something in her, but perhaps the mother's involvement was necessary for her daughter to be healed. And perhaps we shouldn't diminish the fact that as part of God's kingdom creation, we are involved in this. A supportive environment can help, and you see Jesus clearing Jairus's house. Confession of sin. In James chapter 5, verse 13, he says, "Is anyone in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed. And one of the things that can hinder it is that place of unconfessed sin. And many of those who were involved in the healing ministry have got that as very much a part of their practice, that we get rid of everything that would hinder God at working. I suppose the thing that we'd talk about is dump the junk, which is going to be one of the themes of the current series on Tuesdays of the Healing Service, getting rid of anything that hinders us, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, thorns from past hurts. And Acorn's going to be doing two mornings in October on inner health, being healthy on the inner side, on the inside of our lives. Now, as I've said, none of this is simple, and I hope that I haven't been simplistic or trivial about it. For living through moments like this, moments of as yet unanswered prayer, can be challenging and frustrating, not just dealing with our own hearts, but also dealing with the attitudes and expectation, and let's be honest, even sometimes the compassion of others. Your situation may be nothing like anything that I've talked about today. And I do not pretend to understand where you might be right now on your journey. If anything has sparked in you a thought, then can I encourage you to take it to God in prayer and ask for yet more light on it? If anything's just said, oh, maybe I need to think about that. And if it helps, please do send us your name. You don't necessarily have to give us any details, just your name sent to info@acornchristian.org, and we will add you to our daily prayers as a team. And please do continue to send your questions into the same email address, and we'll see what we can address in future podcasts. But at the Tuesday service this week, I talked about the shift from the last verse of Isaiah 42 to the first verse of Isaiah 43. There had been, as a result of Israel's conduct and behaviour and sin, the exile had taken place, and there had been both judgment from God's perspective, but also oppression from a human perspective. And I guess there were many in Israel at that time who were saying, God, not only how can this happen, but how long is this going to go on for? How long will I be in this situation? But the lovely thing is, as God has ended, if you like, chapter 42 with that statement of this is the result of your conduct and your behavior and your attitude, not only to God, but to one another, then verse 1 of chapter 43 simply has these two words, but now. And they join what has happened to what is going to come. It's the linkage between those two things. And maybe today it marks a but now moment in your life and circumstance. Maybe as a result of listening and us sharing today, maybe this is a but now moment for you, one of God's but now moments. And so as we come to the end of the podcast, I'd like to just draw us together, that we might just together pray and seek God, that this might be for you a but now moment as God opens up something new. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love and your intimate knowledge of each of us. Thank you, Father, for your healing power that is expressed by the Spirit in Jesus, your Son, who comes and stands with us now as healer. And we simply offer ourselves to you and all the prayers that have been prayed and all the crying and, yes, even the tears. And we say, Lord Jesus, in your name, in this podcast, we declare out God's but now moment. And we say in body and mind and spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive his healing grace upon your life today. And in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Coffee Pods. We hope that it has inspired and stimulated both thought and action. You can send any further questions to info@acornchristian.org. And for further information on events, getting involved and supporting Acorn, go to our website at www.acornchristian.org. Thanks ever so much.